Nobody does it better. Nobody does it better. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better. I'm sitting here tripping, my mind is blocked. Nate Dogg just spit it, so it's time to cop. No one can do it better like this two-man crew. They say we want here to quit us, now what y'all gonna do? Always into something, that's my name. Only out for money, hey, cause that's the game. People always ask me why I'm out for scratch. He who has the most is he who won the match. Strike one, me and Nate Dogg is a match. Strike two, leave him standing still in the track.
They can come closer than close. Yeah. Original, they never could be. Shout out to Nate Dogg. That's my song. I don't own the rights. Don't own nothing but playing it every Sunday. Every until I get me my own little song, that's going to be the song. Shout out to one day. I'm gonna figure it out in a minute. You one of my old songs. Channel Jamie shows on the Sunday fun day. Freestyle. Don't have nothing to talk about, but whatever come up to the dome. But I do have a KKK. Got K lady here. Got K right. Lady here. I'm finna interview her ass. Right. Cause I wanna know what's been going on. K-Lady, I don't know if she want me to let it be known, but is it okay? Is it okay, K?
Is it okay?
That I got a boo?
Yeah, that she got a boo.
Yeah.
A boo, boo, hoo. See, the only reason why I got to do this, and I'm glad you sat on back down, because I want to know, okay, see, because K be acting like she ain't got nobody mm-hmm. all the time. You think she ain't even looking for nobody, you know, and she just came out the day. Well, she said she's been saying it before, but she's seeing someone. And I'm gonna let y'all see Kay later in the building. She she got a boo thing and nothing wrong with that. So Kay,
right.
She just said something that just kinda blew my mind. So how long you been dating? Oh no. You said. Shout out to Kay.
So we've been talking for a year. Uh-huh. And we've been cool for like the last 6 months.
Okay, now see, there we go. We've been talking for a year, but we've been cool for 6 months. Mm. So when did cool become something extra? So when cool mean we fucking now. See, we've been talking for a year mean we just been talking, getting to know each other, and then now we cool. That right? Mm-hmm. She's sweating the shit. It's not. I don't got well, nervous.
Not really.
Not really.
No. So we were smashing while we were talking.
Ooh. So okay. So we've been smashing. She said they've been smashing for the year that they had been talking.
Right.
So now we can't see you messing it up now. See now okay. I can't be talking about. We just been talking. But we've been smashing. So we just been talking now as we smashing.
Right.
But we've been cool for 6 months. So
the cool part right. came into play because I stopped. I got off the dating apps and I'm only talking to him now.
Okay.
So I'm no longer talking to other
potentials.
Other
right.
Potentials.
No more potentials.
Right.
So cool mean I'm cool on y'all, mm-hmm. the others.
Right, right.
There ain't no more, okay, I'm cool.
Because I was a serial dater. So it's a lot.
No, just say that. I'm listening.
So I was a serial dater. You have to go back and watch some of the previous
No, shows. I do know that you was. That's why I'm like dating. You have yeah. someone now. So
I was a serial dater.
Okay.
So yeah.
What exactly would you call a serial dater?
A serial dater?
Yes.
I was going out on 3 to 4 dates a week. Different okay. people.
Okay. So you just was dating, not talking to.
No.
Because talking to is smashing.
No, talking to is not necessarily smashing either.
Okay, okay.
But to clarify me and him situation, because you said we wasn't when I was talking.
Right, okay, and you just said.
So me and him were. Mm-hmm. But typically, I don't have to smash you to be talking to you either.
Okay. Okay. So, video may contain music. Y'all, they hate on me all the time.
What happened now?
Just the song. It's okay, because see.
Push resume.
I did.
Okay.
So, okay. So I was a serial dater. So, I would date. I would go out on dates because I was on the dating apps. I was on the dating apps, and I would go out on dates. 3 or 4 different dates.
Okay.
A week.
A 3 or 4 dates a week?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot?
It wasn't for me.
That's a lot. It is a lot. I don't have that energy no more, regardless of whether I'm single or not. I can't cause.
Say do
so
it,
I would do like 2, maybe during the week.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Maybe it just
depending on the days.
So I'll do 2 during the week and maybe 2 on the weekend, or I may do 2 back to back. It just depend on what was going on. So I didn't have a problem. I would leave a date and go on another date.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Now that's serious right
now. Yeah, that's cereal is what that is. that's some real cereal shit. When they say something is cereal, that means they gone.
So I'm serious. But it helped me to figure out what I liked and what I didn't like.
Okay. So, ain't nothing wrong with trying to find yourself.
No, I was trying to find out what I liked and didn't like in these motherfuckers.
Oh, the type of guy that you didn't like and didn't like.
Yeah.
I think, and it ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking it and ain't saying nothing bad about that. Because it's guys out there that are dating multiple women. They spending their money every other day or night because, especially for a guy, if he got to date a lady, he got to spend some money.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a lot of going to the parks and all that, walking in the woods
and
the beach.
Ain't none of that shit. Atlanta ain't in that Beltline walking and shit. Man, that shit
days,
don't go like
some
that.
Some of my dates were like that. We would go walking and then.
You suggested that or the guy?
The guy, he was saying, would you, because I'm an outdoors person.
Right, okay.
So they was like, well, you know, would you go walking? Would you like do something like that? I was like, yeah, cool. So we would meet and go walking. I've been on to a different park. We had a date outside.
Right.
So I've did different things, but again, it helped me realize what I didn't like. So I know I can't date anybody that doesn't drink at all.
Right, because you want to enjoy yourself. I want to get loose. I want you to loosen up. I don't need you standing there like no ironing board.
Yeah.
All stiff and shit. You know, looking at me getting drunk. Right, start looking at you so drinking a lot. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so.
You know what I'm saying? Don't you really need to leave. And I pay for this. Bye.
Yeah.
I don't need you sitting there watching me, trying to tell me I'm getting drunk.
Yeah.
You know?
And I learned that I need somebody that goes out.
Okay. Not just at my house.
Right.
None of that.
Yeah, so I need somebody that go out and enjoy life.
Okay, and ain't nothing wrong with that.
And I need somebody to have friends.
The other people. Don't just be looking for me every time I turn around. Where you at? Don't you have a guy friend?
Yeah.
You know, somebody.
Because believe it or
your
not,
auntie, go over their house.
A lot of men don't have friends like that.
A lot of men don't have friends.
Right. Nah, especially when you get to a certain age.
Hey,
like, Mikael. For me, it's easier to meet friends when you're younger, but when you get older and all them friends have fallen off, it's harder to make friends because, for one, you already set in your ways.
Right.
And for two, you just not going to be. You know, like say if I meet somebody and we friends for a little bit, and then I might call, see how they doing. They might call, see how I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
Not, you know, or whatever. After a certain amount of time, you know, it's like, I'm not finna just keep calling this nigga. Calling, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to.
Right, right.
I'm not, you know what I'm saying? It's just certain things that you just don't do now that you probably would have did earlier. You know, when you were younger,
it was easy to call up the homeboy.
It was easy to call up the homeboy. Then you got life going on. It's like, I might be like, let's hang out. Like, I need somebody that likes to do shit I like to do.
Right.
See, I like to DJ, so I need somebody who likes music, who likes DJ too.
Right.
I can't just have somebody who don't know nothing about DJing or don't know nobody about that shit and be like, well, man, I like to go watch sports. I don't watch sports.
Right,
you get what I'm saying? So,
you gotta find a balance. As a man, that's looking for a male friend, and that shit sounds crazy.
Right.
You know, it's sad that you have to even
right.
that I'm saying this.
But
you looking for a partner,
but
you know.
But you think about it, though.
A homie.
A lot of us men, when we, all of our partners is people that we grew up with.
Uh-huh.
You move away.
Yeah.
They move away. They no, I mean, unfortunately, unalive happens. Shit happens.
Right,
so
right.
maybe you may not have, it's very few men that have partners unless they just still stay in the same city they were
right,
raised in.
Right, right,
that
right.
have a partner that they grew up with that they just still partners.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not going to, you know, when I look at Hood, when he do his pictures, I know he know all those people from when he grew up.
Right, right.
And they hang out, they still
do shit. They probably don't even see each other that much.
Much, right.
But
right.
when it's an opportunity or
right.
a reason
but when you're,
to get together.
When your partner right. stay over in Chicago and you live in Georgia,
right,
the opportunities
no,
don't come
right,
along often.
Right,
so,
right.
It's just certain things, like when you're an adult male, trying to make friends is just not something that's at the top of your list a lot of times.
It don't happen that
well,
right. easy.
I just need them to have some.
Okay. some friends. Kay said you need to have a friend.
But I'm good
somebody.
With being by myself. Like, I could take time. Like, if I come down here and DJ by myself, mm-hmm. and just leave me alone. Like,
that's some self-time.
Right, right,
I just
right.
need, so, like, Lab, like, he wouldn't cooperate.
Mm-mm.
He wouldn't cooperate
because
being
if we,
my man.
Right, because if we're in the same place, I'm not going to act like I don't fucking know
right,
you.
Right.
That's just
right.
not something
like,
on my list.
Nah,
but I would want to be, I go out a lot by myself.
Okay.
And I could see that being a problem for
No, it wouldn't be a problem for me.
Yes, it would. You don't trust nobody.
I don't give a fuck. If I don't.
So.
If I got shit, I don't give a fuck about that. I don't need to. Let me tell you something.
You
it's a difference
no
between don't body. Trust nobody. And you give me energy like you fucking off. You
right.
get what I'm saying?
Okay, so the fuck off energy makes
my
me...
no trust in you is going
right.
to be, I'm going to expect you to fuck off. And when you do, I'm not going to be that hurt about it because
right.
I already
I know
knew
that's what
the fuck
about.
You was going to do.
Right, right.
But if you don't, I'm not going to just accuse you of it. But
right.
if you give me vibes, like, let me give you a good example. If we was going out and we were going out all the time together as a group, band, or duo, then all of a sudden you stop letting me go out with you, I'm going to expect some shit going on.
So...
But you wouldn't be going out with me all the time.
But I'll give you an example.
Right, right. right. So Lamps, dude, he is crazy as hell.
Start that shit.
I
get
like
what I'm
going
saying?
Out, you know, and then I like my own space.
Right. And
you
then
know?
If you going out, let me tell you, I was married for 25 years.
Right.
She went out on her own
well,
all the time.
What she was
I'm
doing,
not
though.
A club person.
Right.
I'm not going to stop you from going out to the club.
But I wouldn't even date you.
Because he don't go to the club?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think it's
not so much,
but it's
you know,
a balance in finding
right.
out.
I would not know. Not go. Like if you say, "Come go to the club," I would go. But it's not something that's gonna be on top of my list every weekend. To be like, I gotta go to the club.
Right.
So
that's just not something
like,
I'm gonna
when
do.
When I have my bouts, when I wanna go,
uh-huh.
like I may go every weekend, and
okay.
then like, and then I'm not going. So like, I haven't really been out at night. Excluding Super Bowl since before Christmas.
Okay.
So I have my run when I go, and then I have my run when I don't go.
Right.
So when I'm going, I'm going, and when I ain't, I ain't.
So
what
so,
that got to do with what that got to do with the person you dating that don't like to go to clubs though?
Because I can't fuck with you. I already been down that road. That road don't.
The guy
work
that
for me.
Don't go out
yeah.
is a problem for you.
Yeah.
And okay, so
maybe it was the guy himself.
Well, I talked to several. I became a serial dater trying to figure that shit out. And a lot of niggas that do not go, they say they okay with it in the beginning.
With you going
right.
out. Oh, okay.
And then when you start going and they see how much you do go, then they have a problem.
But is it a problem for a woman to go out all the time? A clubber, you know, every Monday
because
night
I may not come home till
Thursday,
like 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning.
Thursday she going to
I don't
the
know
thing
if it's
again.
I don't know if it's a let me see. Let me just say this. A woman going out by herself all the time. To me, I just feel like she's missing something. Like, so what you looking for?
So, but, right.
Because at a certain age, if you're 40,
right,
45,
right,
50
right.
years old, and you going out every weekend,
right.
like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, yeah. What are you doing?
What are you looking for?
You know,
because
you can drink at home.
Right.
You can play your music at home. Because, see, those are the reasons that I would go out.
Right.
I don't want to be at home.
I don't mind a motherfucker.
I
don't mind
I get it.
And when we was younger.
Right.
When I was younger. I was married to a wife who went out every weekend. That wasn't a problem for me, but at a certain point, at what age do you say, well, goddamn, I'm tired of going to the club? Because to be honest
that's
with you,
that's what I say. I
there's
go
no,
for a couple
there's
weeks,
atmosphere
I
there, but I don't know. I've never been a club
I
person,
think,
period.
And then as you do get
right.
older, you for one, you if you especially if you've been doing it a long time,
right?
It's tiring. And then you, as you get of age, you decide to not do it like that. You know, right. Going out is just like, to me, it's like, I done worked all motherfucking month.
Right.
You know, I need to let my hair down for a minute. You know, because see, you be more, with me, I'm so work-oriented. Uh-huh. Put it like that.
Right.
And so I can't go to work tired.
Right.
I can't be feeling like that young shit when I used to work at a fucking McDonald's and can hit the club. Right. And they got you on the schedule at 6 or 5.
And you coming from the club.
And you coming from the club. You can take a nap and still bounce back up. Uh-huh. I can't do that now.
Right.
Ain't no bouncing around. I just I gotta lay down, and I can't be at the job dragging.
Right.
I can't drag. That right. Shit is not in me, you know. But I understand.
But you gotta understand something about me. I've never been a club person. Let me see. Ever.
Lab thought that it was different that we don't get up and leave to go to the club sometime after 12 o'clock.
Right.
And that's hard for me to do too. See, I'm an early bird. If the motherfucking club open at 7, I'm there at 7:05.
The only reason why I may go early.
Because I need a seat.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm like, ain't you going out? She's like, yeah, we don't get that till 1.
I'm like, I ain't going. When the motherfucker's right there, somebody, we going somewhere and we ain't leaving till 11.
Right.
And I've been dressed since 7 o'clock. You told me we were going out.
The only time I go, like,
right.
I may go early, it's like 9 o'clock.
Don't tell me a time. Don't nobody need to say, Shan, my party start at 5. Don't say my party start at 8.
Right.
And you know shit ain't going to be ready till 11 and 12. Because I'm going to be there at 8. I'm going to be there early. I'm going to be there
on time.
In the car saying, oh my God, you know, it's so sad. It really kind of pisses me off sometimes.
I
mean, I'll be on time.
And then I just help everybody set the shit up because I know they're
running. That's what I'm there for. I'm there to regulate the table, the food.
And the food.
I need to make sure it's enough for me. First, I got here early.
I need to eat first.
So I get to fix the food for me first. I'm getting the first serving. I ain't letting nobody done pick over all motherfucking, all y'all. Nah, I'm there early to make sure everything goes as I planned it. Not the way you planned it.
Right.
But the way I planned it. This food intake, and even in the bars and in the restaurants, I need to make sure that I'm getting the first chicken wings dropped in the damn grease. They don't need no stale grease that been out that y'all done had since last Friday.
But I don't eat when I'm going someplace.
I'm an eater.
Right.
And when I drink, I need french fries.
Yes, I may eat french fries. That's about the safest thing that I'm going to eat is some french fries.
I got to have that.
Not unless I'm going to the spot to try their food because like I do reviews too. So not unless I'm going to the spot. But usually when I'm doing that, I go during the week. When I get off work, I'll go to those spots during the week time.
So it's a thing, you know, and like, and I guess all the younger women now, they going out searching, mm-hmm. You know,
they
I mean, they got to be,
because
I guess we used to go out.
They be all over him.
Well, you know, the thirst is real.
Yeah, the thirst is real.
That part. Then the desperados,
and
they like, out there. You know, the desperados.
And I'm like, they see you in here every week, so I don't even understand.
So when is a woman doing too much?
As far as going out?
Going out or even when she's out. When you look, because I be watching everybody. Everything. Women be doing too much.
Yeah. They do.
So, you know, because I done been out and had some friends, and
when they be
all
up,
that jumping around and dancing, and
when they get up, start shaking their ass on the table, on the couch.
You know, that's,
when they get in front of the man, and they don't even know this man. Or when they asking this man to buy their whole table.
Okay, so that's too much. That's what I don't like. I don't like that. I have never been that one to go out and one guy come talk to you. And here you go advocating for your girlfriend. The fuck you worried about her drink for?
But now most men don't even buy drinks. So
and I'm sure. Because they don't wore it out. They think you got to buy the friends a drink. She's sitting there thirstier than me.
So when we went out,
he was talking to me. Yeah, go on now.
So
come
when
on.
We went out, me and my homegirl went out for Super Bowl, and she was like, it was a guy that was hollering at her. She was like, he didn't even offer to buy me a drink. I said, because he thought he was going to have to buy me one.
Right.
She was like, I don't understand that. I said, most guys these days, if it's you with somebody, they're not going to buy you a drink.
Back
said,
in now, the day, they used to be like
they
that.
They still do. It depends on
where you at.
It depends on the guy.
Right, right.
Well, no guy wants to be seen as a simp, so they not going to just do some shit.
So, it was a guy that tried to holler at me.
Impressive
he
guys.
Wasn't my type. He was dark skinned. You know, I don't like dark skinned men.
Oh, my.
So, but I have a real street type. So,
I wouldn't be in a running no way. Right. The fuck? So, we even talking about the club. I'm too black.
Too dark.
Well, you're not dark. You kind of brown complexion.
No. Don't try to pull that shit back now.
He was like that wall back there.
See, them type of
black,
niggas
blue.
Fight. Them blue-black niggas be wanting to fight a motherfucker.
And, so he was hollering at me.
You got to watch a blue-black nigga.
He bought me and her a drink. I said, he didn't just buy me a drink. He bought me and you a drink. It really depends on the guy and how much he's willing to spend.
Or if he's trying to impress.
Right.
You know.
You don't want to be like,
see,
right.
There
but
you go.
See, I ain't like that.
There you go.
I just never been the one to go to the club. First of all, I don't be getting that shit like that. You know,
I get drinks all the time.
But why I don't? So I be trying to understand that shit.
You sit at the bar?
I sit at the bar.
Do you talk to them?
I don't know. If they buy me, I ain't finna be stretching my neck all down the door too much shit.
You know what
I
know so is saying?
You don't,
what
is
you
it?
You give off LGBTQ.
I do. I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that, though.
Yes.
I think niggas be thinking.
The way she carry herself like the.
She give
the
off that. She give
the
off that like fuck you vibe.
No, she does not. She gives
I give off
a,
the dyke.
She gives off a
but
friendly vibe.
But could I
vibe.
Not be a star? Ain't no,
no,
star
no not, I'm not, not. No, no. I'm talking about. But you give off.
Yeah, I get because I.
To a man,
I,
she does.
Really?
I like women.
Oh my God.
You know why I say that? Because most women who dress like you with the hair and braids and all that stuff. Even she does it. She gives off that, like, they give off that vibe. Like, I like eccentric.
Oh,
like,
yeah, somebody chime in quick and save me.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you sit at the bar,
but
you smoke
I believe
your,
that, though.
You smoke it like, you smoke your blood like
right,
a man.
But yeah. See, I know that I'm a sexy tomboy.
Yeah.
And I understand what you, when you just said that, because, see, let me tell you something.
And then we don't want to approach you and disrespect you. Because
when
in
I
any
go
type
out with my girlfriends, they thick, big asses, you know, way bigger than me. And they got on the leggings and the cute girl stuff. Here I go with my hoodie, my jogging suit,
right.
And my tennis shoes.
Right.
I look like I'm pimping all these motherfuckers. And that's and I don't mind that.
Right.
That's the, I'm like,
right.
Yeah. Right. D my hoe.
Right.
Yeah. What the fuck ever. And you ain't got to holler at me, but I'm with them. You know what I'm saying? So you can holler at them. I ain't mad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I believe that, though. I believe that.
I get my drinks paid all the time. I get
know.
My whole meals paid.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Oh, God.
I don't even know it until I go to pay, and they was like, oh, he paid for it already.
I don't get none of that.
But
like
you do
that.
Give off that little bit.
I give out this. Well,
and not a mean type, but just, like, I like women. Leave me the fuck
oh,
alone.
My God. Oh. But I believe that, though. No,
that's true.
When
I'm
he,
sorry.
Me too. I gotta do better. What I need to be.
Even when we first started doing shows here with her, when I was like, she like women.
Oh my God!
Have I ever been wrong? Have I ever been wrong when we watch the show on TV? I'd be like, he gay, and she'd be like, he is. I said, yeah, he gay.
Yeah, he gay.
And he be.
I don't like women. I can't. I wouldn't. I could not date a woman because.
Yeah. It's
I
not that you do like them, but it's
no,
just
but
like
I
the
understand
like
what
that.
You say when you are not. Wrong with what you're saying.
You just need to put a little lipstick on.
Man, lipstick. See? I ain't even got no purse. I don't need carry a
she carry a backpack.
I got a book
bag. I got a book bag, too.
I'm not.
But you have a purse. purse too. She has a book bag.
Oh, like, Rico, that must be a rose thing. I carry a book bag.
Yeah, she don't carry a purse either.
No,
you do carry a purse.
Yes, you got the same brand. I don't. Okay. You will not see me go crazy over no purses, no heels. And Lab is just really right. Mm-hmm. You know, girl, I wanted some tennis shoes. I don't be wanting to wear no heels and stuff.
My tennis shoe game is on it.
Right.
I got a tennis shoe game, too. Like, last week, I wore another dress like this.
I give off dyke moves.
I wore sneakers with
not dyke.
I'm not a dyke. I don't have a dyke.
Fem.
I give off a fem vibe.
Like, you like women, but...
Oh, my God.
You are the woman. You are the woman.
No, I don't want to be the stud. If I was gay, bitch, I ain't no motherfucking stud.
No, but you are the woman in the relationship.
Bitch, you in trouble.
You would be the woman in the relationship. Because
I'm going to act like a man for real.
But you like women.
No.
Yeah, that's the kind of vibe you give.
So that's why I ain't getting no play.
You need to start talking to him at the bar.
So I need to start smiling and shit. You know,
and
that shit get on my nerves. All that show and see. My mom said you don't skin and grin in everybody's face.
Yeah.
You know, so I need selective.
But that's how I get my shit paid for.
How? Smiling?
Smiling and talking. Like, when I don't want to be bothered, I put my headphones in and I put my phone down and then I watch TV on my phone.
Oh, wow.
But when I want to be bothered, I take my headphones out and whoever sit beside me, whether they white, black, Mexican.
Wait, see, now I can do the sit beside now because I ain't finna let nobody sit beside me and you acting like we motherfucking aliens. Or you a robot and I'm a robot.
Right. Always,
and we don't have to talk to each other because that's not going
to
do that.
I see who don't have a woman beside them and I go sit right beside them. They ain't got no woman. I say, excuse me, is this seat taken? That's like, oh, no, nah, go ahead. I was like, oh, okay. How
and
you doing
you
tonight?
And then you go from there.
I'm like, how you doing tonight?
And then in my mind, I'm saying, why this motherfucker sit over there? Oh, it's like 8 seats over there.
Way over here by me. You
and
know,
then
oh,
go,
wow.
Then I have a conversation. They may pay for a shot. They may pay for my shot. They pay for my drinks. Or they may pay for my food.
Oh, I got to tighten up. I'm
see,
over here.
Going in like,
girl, I'm telling you. I'm going in the club.
But I have my own money to pay for it.
I'm, oh, shit.
Yeah.
They ain't fucking
see how
with
she
me.
Laid for it? Nigga, please.
I'm like, nigga, what? You know, see that? That don't make no sense. No. Give me an old fashioned. Then I'm drinking whiskey. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm drinking old fashioned.
She definitely like women.
Don't come with me to no pretty ass Bahama mama.
Depending on if it's an older gentleman beside me, I'll order my old fashioned. If it's a gentleman that's my age, then I'll order me like a Long Beach or a Long Island.
The pretty drinks.
Yeah, it depends on the age.
My drink don't never look pretty.
So if it's because the old
one rock, one ice.
The old man is gonna appreciate me.
One cherry. Half full,
know
what I'm saying?
The old man is going to appreciate me drinking the Manhattan.
Right.
The
right.
younger guy's going to appreciate me drinking the
you know how to appreciate a motherfucking thing. Because I'm drinking
what do I want.
See, I'm drinking.
That's why you don't get your drinks.
That's why I ain't getting picked on.
And then
You're not trying to.
I'm not trying to impress.
Trying to make them see.
And then the 30-year-olds, they'll appreciate me taking the shots.
I get all
age brackets.
And I said the thing with that.
That's right.
We don't have to have a rapper start saying he drank
to drink that.
I drink all of it, so it's not a problem because I drink.
Right. I'm not that. Let me get, quick.
Yeah.
By ordering my food, sitting there.
But that's what
not
that's why
you don't
get no play because you ain't doing like Kay doing.
Damn,
she already know that she gonna.
She coming somebody. See, and I guess it's that you
right.
know having to come in that I know somebody.
I got my own money, but why not have spent this nigga money?
Right.
I get cause see I ain't even like that.
Right.
Because
when I go in,
I'm ordering my drinks. I'm still ordering my drinks first. Period.
Right.
They don't.
I got.
But they don't know my game is for them to pay for my shit.
Oh, no.
So I'm ordering my drinks, but I order my drinks based on who's sitting beside me. Yes.
Oh, that's a strategy to this shit.
Yes.
It's a method.
So you ain't got your strategy.
I don't have a strategy. Because my strategy is I got me. I came in here for
because
me.
The old guy is going to be like, oh, you drinking a Manhattan? Oh, okay. So you know about your drinks. You
girl,
know about your whiskey.
They don't. I don't get none of that.
Yeah. So it's a whole conversation.
Sure.
You gotta start drinking.
You
got.
You
gotta start drinking. Stop drinking whiskey and start drinking.
What I need to drink?
Fufu drinks.
No, but I drink whiskey, but I do drink. I do drink my Manhattans because it's a certain way I have to have it. So I do drink. I drink old fashions. I drink Manhattans.
I just do not have.
And
that.
I know which whiskey I'm gonna have in it.
I can't believe you're not getting no play.
Deshaun.
Can you please tell me if Shan give off?
Right. Please tell me that.
Hey, Deshaun, I told Shan she gives off I like women vibes. That's why she don't get no drinks.
678.
That's why they don't nobody buy no drinks for her.
9894. I need that phone to ring because I need some verification.
That's the only person that's going to tell the truth.
Please tell the truth, Deshaun, because me and Deshaun have been out before.
He's going to tell the truth.
And I need to know, do I give off femme vibes that I like women?
Yes, you do.
Oh, wow. Because, see, I believe that. You know what I'm saying? I do believe that because, I don't get no fucking with.
I tell you,
men don't come trying to holler.
And we ain't gonna fuck with you if we think that's what's going on.
Why?
It's disrespectful. It is disrespectful.
To a film, for a man.
Right. Yeah.
Listen, man, I like y'all. You don't have to be afraid to think that I want some pussy. I don't want no pussy. If I give off of that, I'm a film vibe. Please, y'all, call in and tell me something. Of course you do. Rick!
Thank you very much. Who was that?
Rick Kelsey.
Rick, tell the truth.
Rick know better than that. Rick, you got me fucked. Rick. But I believe that, because right. I ain't that type. I don't give off, I'm looking for a nigga vibe.
Right.
I don't give off. We finna fuck today. I'm ready to be fucked. I need you to buy me drinks. I don't give off none.
That you want to be fucked, but it's a possibility, but it's not going to happen because I just need you to buy me drinks.
I just don't need you to talk to me. That.
You don't give off no vibes like that.
Oh, Lord, I don't give off.
Yeah, her face tells what she don't do.
In that part, too. Oh, he said, oh, Rick, I can't believe
right,
you.
Right, Rick, tell the truth. Tell him how you but tell the truth, Rick.
Rick know I stand at the corners with the nigga.
Yeah, right.
He know I'm at the mailbox
right,
with the nigga.
Right, right.
He know if I'm in the room with the niggas, it's going down.
Well, that's
but
bad.
I'm having a good time, you know,
right.
so I probably do give off that. I'm a boy.
But I could kick it with the niggas, too.
But I give off a femme vibe that
do.
I like women.
You do. And it's not nothing negative. It's just that if I walked into the bar and saw you sitting there, I would skip right past you.
Oh, my God.
She likes women.
Damn.
Move it to the next one.
Damn.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, that is so. But get in the bedroom. I bet you don't think that. I bet you
we're not
going to
ever make it because I'm not
going
to make it.
Well,
first thing I'm going to say is.
Whoever make it. Hey, this bitch ain't a fan.
Hey, the first thing I'll say, she ain't fucking me.
Hey, I ain't no fan. I don't like no pussy, though. I'm sorry. I can't. I understand that. Oh, man.
Hey, but it's not because you don't give off a mean vibe. You a sweet person. But when I first met you, I was like, yeah, she like women.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, well, where the bitches at? where the stars at? Holler at me then if I'm looking
at
like
you. You ain't in the right club.
I don't get it. and
this is
so fucked up.
If you hang out with Art,
you
get you
well. I don't want damn bitch. Understand that.
I get hollered at by women
want,
and men.
I don't want no vagina.
I get hollered at by men and women.
You know what I'm saying? Because women ain't doing right for themselves first. They not even doing right for themselves, right. Let alone for me to right. think. When I think about gay shit, LGBT, stuff like that, the first thing I think about is the fucking. it's how is they eat, you know, I think, I'm not doing that. I'm, you know.
Well, from what I understand, from when I used to have a friend that was a stud, she said some studs don't want you down there. They just want to straight do you.
But that's that'd be fine. We can still play now. But bitch, I don't like you. I don't like you. I'm not doing that.
A heartbeat that's warm, that's connected. connected to a male body,
but a male. Lord have mercy. I didn't. This is real eye opening. In the plastic dicks. Yeah, you standing there with a hard plastic dick. Right. That don't go down.
That shit
gonna be trying to fuck the bitch. You don't know when to stop. You know. No.
But you can get any size you want.
No.
I'm not even a big dick lover.
You can get a big size, you get a little size, you get a lot of girth. No. You got variety with that.
Lord have mercy. No.
And they always get the big ones because they think
women have a big old dick.
The perception is that women like bigger dicks.
See, the perception. See, that's how.
That ain't really true.
Well.
But ain't no star finna come to the bed with no little skinny
dick. That show not.
She's not coming to that. Please, Lord.
But some men.
She gonna come with 10 and 12.
Some women.
Automatically.
Some women do really want a guy to tear their insides up. I had talked to a guy. He was very hung and his ex, they were getting a divorce at the time, but that's the only reason why his wife ended up marrying him, because he was very hung, and he was like,
but some women like, and that's true, because I saw a little Instagram post that showed how the side, you know, women size, what they prefer, you know, a big dick, medium size, or pencil. And
no.
but
turtleneck.
Goddamn, first, no turtleneck. I'm a turtleneck dick nigga.
And no grower.
What's the grower?
A grower.
It look little and then it just grows big and get bigger and bigger.
Why y'all doing it? It grows.
What? That'll be fine.
Some men do that because they perfect the idea. You do know that when a man's having sex with you, you can look this up, and he's getting more turned on by you.
It starts growing.
I understand that growing, but I don't need no baby, and then you this, and then you that. Like, by the time I need you to be fully engulfed or halfway engulfed.
Well, that's your fault.
That ain't my fault.
You can't have turned on enough to get it fully engulfed.
Some men are literally growers.
That just start growing as they haven't.
Yeah, some men are that. It's
now, I've been the type to get more excited doing.
Yeah,
it, and
some
then
men
it gets
get a wreck, and then you get, you know, you come to your full potential.
Okay.
I ain't talking about that.
Okay.
I'm talking about men that are literally growers.
That's smushing it in at the beginning.
Yes.
The smushing.
And they grow.
Hey, it might be a little smushy going on. He might not be.
But then he start getting harder. Okay. And he's starting to feel.
Like me.
No smushing it in.
Hey,
you need to be.
That's a hell of a measurement.
Yeah, he's booty big.
What you talking about? If they hit in the front of the back?
Get in.
Because I'm trying to understand
that's unfair.
Because you got a lot of ass. You got to have some wood.
You got to have some wood to get past that ass.
You don't think
she got to be bent over some kind of way all the way.
One leg up and
all that.
Need 12 inches.
Yes, ooh. All that ass.
They gotta get past your ass. That's 12
six
inches.
Are gonna get in, and the other six will be still hanging out. Lord,
you need 12 inches. Baby, have you seen your ass?
Get off that cord, friend.
You don't think your ass is big?
No.
Oh, okay. And you don't think shit stink either, huh?
Child, when I tell you, y'all, this is very eye-opening.
But so, that's the thing. So, yeah, when I go
so
out.
So, when you go out, you looking to get a drink. Somebody's going to buy you a drink.
I don't look
Not looking, it. But you know that at some point somebody's going to offer you a drink.
Not every time, but a good bit.
Oh, man, I got to tighten up.
You got to tighten up, Shane.
Oh, my God.
You're not doing enough.
I'm not doing enough.
And, like, despite that
I need to go there. They definitely buy you drinks. They don't give a shit. I want somebody focusing on me drinks. Right, I need a, hey,
she's not a film drink.
Now when I go out, I'm a me.
You just new booty in there.
Like, oh, for real. They like, she's never been in here before. Yeah. So we know, okay.
Because we'll every time I go in there, they be like, damn, new me. I'm like, damn, I've been in here before.
A thousand times.
But I go in there with different hairstyles and stuff like that.
So you look different.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very
But like what I got on today, I would never wear in there.
Why? Because it's easy looking or not easy looking? Because I don't want you to think that I think you easy looking.
Because it's a short skirt.
Because that ain't the type of place.
No, but it's a lot of women that go in there. They have on their little booty shorts. They see through shit and shit like that. And I'm like, why y'all fucking with me? Go fuck with the women that won't.
That's trying to be caught. Yeah. I mean, my well, see, and that's me too. I'm like, no, I'm just.
But I go in there with some jeans on. My tennis shoes on and a whole little cute little top.
Oh my goodness. Like, really? I be having on the cute top. My God. I don't just always be looking like a boy. I mean, we're not, you know, I am so, I'm not disappointed, but it's good.
Do you ever wear a dress?
Out. Unless it's a church wedding.
So that's a no?
So I don't really be wearing dresses and stuff.
So like this, you wouldn't wear...
I wouldn't even bought that. I really have to have someone buy me clothes. I need a real stylist to just say, girl, if you don't get some girl stuff...
So like I just bought a whole new... Like I bought this little cute little comfy... Like,
see, it's I don't be thinking it's cute. Or
it's like a jogging suit dress. But it comes all the way down.
See, I bet it's cute. You know, I bet it's when I see other girls, I'm like, oh, that's cute. But I wouldn't have
bought it.
I don't like shopping.
Okay.
I don't like to go shopping. I can't. Well, I need an outfit because I'm going to see Scarface, and I don't want to look like a fucking film. Now that I know, well, oh Lord, now that I know, oh my goodness.
You gotta show something.
Now that I know I'm this film
she
shit.
She got titties.
You gotta show something.
Show cleavage?
Yeah, I'm cleavage.
I got the tighten up, y'all.
You got on too many clothes.
Oh, for real?
Y'all, so we gonna see Shan in some shit.
What?
You remember that picture with Chad with that black outfit?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What black outfit?
Yeah.
See, let me tell you something, hoes. Okay, well, I'm finna keep it 100 right now.
Come on.
I don't want to fuck y'all up. I don't want to let y'all hoes know that y'all ain't doing nothing. I don't want y'all to, you know, because I be trying to spare y'all, bitch.
Tell about it.
It's really the sparing that I'm doing. Y'all really don't want me to show up in these places that y'all be getting these free drink from. Because, see, then y'all going to think I'm doing the most when I'm not doing nothing. So just understand, I'm sparing y'all with this film and energy.
She doing y'all a favor.
I'm giving y'all an opportunity to get something. Because I don't need all that attention. You know, y'all going on to do that.
So, let me ask you this. What do you think about a woman asking a man to marry them?
With me personally, I don't have a problem with what nobody choose to do. You know, I wouldn't really ask a guy to marry me because, see, I'm not that type that just think about marriage. Because mm-hmm. I'm more of... We together.
Right.
I had one of my old supervisors ask me, would I get married or what, you know, what am I waiting for? And I'm like, what the fuck I gotta be? I ain't waiting on nothing. You know, if I'm in a serious relationship and we thinking about eternity, because see, that's all the marriage license is doing is getting you that social security shit. Right. That's all that's a guarantee for. But if you got big wills set in place, you know, names on things that say this going to that. If I'm a beneficiary, I'm a beneficiary. Right.
Well, how would you be on the obituary? You'll just be
On the obituary.
You're going to be the close companion.
Because see, the parent going to know what time it is. The people that's signing, that's writing down the obituary.
The people that got to make the
They know who name to put on that.
So, but I'm saying, how would you be classified on the obituary? You're not the wife. You're going to be, what, long-time girlfriend?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm dead. Shit.
If he died before you, how would you be classified on the obituary? Long-time girlfriend?
Yeah, that's fine. Right. I'm still acknowledged. You know what I'm saying? The bitches in the audience listening to, that's reading this whole, you already know. You know, so don't do that. Hey, don't I'm, like you that what I'm talking about. See, you already know you're not that.
Okay,
you know you just get fucked on the other side of the town.
And that's it.
So none of that, none of that. Now you show up at the grave site in the back. So, and don't show no ass, don't cut a nut, don't do none of that.
That's right.
Cause that ain't your place.
So back to the original question. Outside of you not, but how do you feel about a woman asking a man to marry them?
I don't feel nothing. That's her. If she feel like she need to propose to him, go for it. You know, cause she trying to rush it. You know, cause if a man ain't asking you, and then you go trying to ask them, he don't want that, or he, you know, and if he sit there and take that proposal,
it could go two ways. Okay, Shane, do what I'm thinking.
I'm listening.
Okay, so you ask him, let's get married,
right? Uh huh.
He say
no.
No. Your relationship pretty much over.
Yeah, because you're going to be hurt.
Right. And it ain't going to be the same.
Uh-uh.
Is what I'm saying.
Right.
So I'm going to say that right there.
So
I'm not going to do that.
But then
he's probably not there.
Right.
Y'all got a guess?
But I wouldn't want to test it.
Because cause it's going to be over.
Right.
Just like you said.
Exactly. Because you got to think about it. Okay.
But if he say yes, then he going to always not like you because you have emasculated him.
Right.
Look, Chrissy and Judo. She done asked that man to marry him publicly and had engagement parties and all this other bullshit.
And he'd say no.
And that man like,
see?
But you still with him, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he's still doing him, and it is what it is, but that's you putting yourself out there like
that. Yeah, that thing is kind of embarrassing as a woman.
After that.
As a woman, to do that and the man tell her no, that's best. That's and as a, and for a man to propose to a woman and she say no, he still it's embarrassing, but it's not a deal breaker.
Right.
It's a deal breaker because she really was looking for that.
Yes.
And not to say that a man is not really looking for it when he says, will you marry me? And she say no. He gonna think, okay, well maybe she ain't ready. You know, it's just different. And am I right, guys? I mean, there's some guys in the building, and you can't chime in. If a woman tell you no that she's not getting, she don't want to marry you, are you gonna leave her alone or let that be the reason that you just okay, bitch, it's over? Or do you just hang in there and say, okay, she's not ready? What? How would you deal with that?
I'm dropping that hoe. It depends on how many you have. It depends on
how many people were there.
She says no. Are you proposing?
Yeah.
Are you proposing? If we by ourselves, we can talk about it.
Yeah, you propose to her and she say no.
You can't do this.
You can't public.
I done bought balloons.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And I understand that, but if you just propose to her at the house, and you know,
it's just y'all
her kids.
That's a conversation.
Okay, but in public, bitch, you better say yeah. And when we get in the car,
okay,
you better
so
say
what
I'm just playing.
So what if a woman proposed to you in front of everybody? What would you say?
I ain't with that shit.
You don't want.
So would you say?
So you gonna say no in front of everybody?
I wouldn't say no. I'd be like, man, you can't do me like this.
A man can't be happy from a woman being down on her knees. He can't be like, yes.
But she didn't get on her knees. She didn't get on her knees. But
I mean, just for her even coming out with a ring and
I mean, we all know.
Cause see, would you feel pressure?
The original
way
is a man,
or not even a way. The original expectations
is a man
of
being
proposal is a man and a woman breaking into tears. That's the beauty for women.
Right,
that's
right.
What women get to enjoy. That sensitivity that they friend gets to feel as she crying. I'll be damned if I'm about to cry.
You know the original reason why a man acts right.
No.
Because you are giving the woman your name in general.
Right.
So you're asking her
to
take
your name.
So, okay, So it's just not good for a woman to do that.
Some things, look.
Women need to let be.
Men have roles to play. Women have roles to play. And it shouldn't be on her knees asking a man.
Yeah, that seemed desperado.
Asking a man.
That scene, I'm thirsty. I'm just trying to be with this nigga.
You know,
I want him out the streets. I don't need this.
Say that not necessarily, happen. But that third one. You know what I'm saying? But shit. Sometimes you see something good and you want to keep it to yourself.
If they marry a nigga, the nigga gonna change. Then that part, all that. See,
he gonna do it
even more if you trying to make him marry you.
Right.
He really finna be trying to find a way out. You know, so. That's not good, ladies. Let's not be desperado out here. If you got a good guy and he fucking with you, just get the fucking with.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Take the fucking with.
Do Shan give off I like women vibes?
Yes, please. If like you saw me in the bar, do I look like
her regular self, how she smoke up black and mild?
Oh my God.
You had to put that out there.
This is 2025.
Motherfucker.
I don't even judge. I just wait for it. I mean.
Would you step to the bar and try to holler at her?
Oh my God.
Hypothetically.
I'm finna fuck this place all the way up.
Depends on what you got on, you know.
Like right now, what she got on? Would you try to holler at her if she was sitting at the bar?
She is not about to be.
She would.
Oh, okay.
What? She would. What?
I thought I didn't know that was the jacket on top of her sweater.
Oh Lord.
Gonna be wearing that.
Oh yes, yeah, I would.
I'm
not here for nobody.
The answer is no. Y'all would not.
So I'm fully
covered right now.
See, I told you you gotta show some clean. I told you.
Oh man, God.
That's the Bible study 2.0
God damn it, God. See, now y'all don't.
You got too much clothes on.
Say it now.
Say we one hit and quit us. Now what y'all gonna do?
Always into something, that's my name. Only out for money, hey, cause that's the game.